Call a meeting of the ad hoc committee on ballot summary issues. Kathy, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. Commissioner Les Miller?
Here.
Commissioner John McKay?
Here.
Commissioner Jim Scott?
Here.
Chair Alan Benn?
Here. Okay, I thought we would continue the discussion from our November 26th, our Monday telephone conference call. I think we left it at that meeting, at the telephone call, that maybe you folks were going to visit with the leaders of the respective chambers. Any reports? Have you had the chance yet to meet?
You want to go first?
Well, I did speak with the president on day before yesterday, I believe is what it was, yes, and talked to him about the fact of increasing the wording to more than 75 words. He said he would not oppose it. Nor would he show that he favored it. He thought that it should be a bill that should be filed and that it should go through the process of being agenda before committees and having committees hear it. And if it cleared that process, both the House and the Senate, he would not be able to object to it at all. But he would not show any favoritism or any negative aspects toward it in whatsoever. Concerning the extension or giving more longevity to this committee, he said that would be entirely up to us, but he would object against any more funding.
Okay.
He would not support any more funding for the commission. And that was a conversation I had with him.
Senator McKay, have you had a chance yet? Senator Scott?
Yes, I talked to the president on the phone the other day, and similar thing. I did not get into the extension issue, but I discussed the ballot language, and he said the same thing. He said it should be a bill. He mentioned he thought Senator Constantine or somebody that would probably be his committee, if he wanted to proceed with it. My impression is that he's not overly excited about changing it, to be honest about it. But he didn't say that. He said exactly what he said to Senator Miller. And so that was basically, that's it.
I guess procedurally, bills filed, referred to committee, unless it was passed the first week of session and signed by the governor subsequent to that, it makes it very difficult for us to, I think, frame our ballots unless maybe the number of committees that it gets assigned to can give us a little hint as to, you know, what the time frame is going to be. Any comments? Any comments, Senator McKay?
Well, I was thinking, even though Senator Pruitt said he wouldn't help and he wouldn't hurt, perhaps we could collectively prevail upon him to bring the bill on the floor, assuming it passes committee or committees the first week. And if it fails.
But then we're at March 15th then at the earliest.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean,
we've got to be at Stiley and drafting almost by that time with most of our big issues.
So maybe we can get a commitment to get it up early without getting a commitment for a support.
You had to get somebody to file it first. I don't know.
let me off.
We got to get somebody to file.
Senator.
Let me offer a suggestion, and you're right, we're between a rock and a hard place here, because you're gonna have to get it heard the first week, out the first week, and on the governor's desk the second week. Why don't we got to find someone to file it, and the committee chair in the House and the Senate is McKay. I mean, McKay, I'm sorry, it's Constantine. I don't know who that would be in the Senate. I mean, in the House.
The chair of,
I guess it would be the election reform committee.
Election reform in the House. Representative Patterson does. And I wouldn't think members have really strong feelings. I mean, plus or minus, I think they probably feel sort of like Senator Pruitt does. That I'm not for you, not against you. Just if it goes, it goes.
Well, the first thing we're going to have to do is, if we're going to decide to do this, is find bill sponsors. And I don't know if the committee chairs will want to sponsor the bills themselves if we talk to them or not. That would be my first choice. You talk to the committee chairs.
Right.
No one could pass it through their committee faster than the bill's first reference of committee of reference would be the committee chairs. Would talk to them about sponsoring it. And if they don't sponsor it, then ask them to ask someone on their committee to sponsor it. I think that's the first approach we need to look at.
Same in the House and Senate.
Yep.
I'll volunteer to call Senator Constantine.
Okay, that's fine. We have someone from the audience that wants to speak. Mr. Corey, come on up. State your name and address for the records, please, and tell us what your thoughts are.
Hi, I'm Keena Corey. I'm chief lobbyist for Associated Industries of Florida. Address, post office box 1347, Tallahassee, Florida. If it goes through a constitution and civil law, that's Representative Marcelo Llorente that'll have that in that area. Just if I can make another comment about...
Unless the speaker chooses to just give it one nice little committee.
Exactly. Or just take it directly to the council and not even have it go through a committee, which we've had some bills happen that way. Just for the record, too, AIF would support this commission to continue. We think that you're doing good work. We think you're very important. We need some time. You need some time to go through all of these very, very important issues. So just for the record to let you know, AIF would support. We understand the funding situation and how bad the state is doing right now as far as revenue status, but anything that we can do to help there, we would be more than happy to.
Thank you, Ms. Corey.
Thanks.
Counselor Goodlett, wake up, Dudley. Let's talk about time frames. When is the first day of session?
March 4th.
They probably won't meet the rest of that week. So the earliest that the legislature would be back in session would be March the 11th. Let's say they pass it the week of the 11th, hits the governor's desk probably by Friday of that week, the 15th. And if he were if he were helpful, perhaps he signs it that Monday or Tuesday, the 17th or 18th. So I think the earliest we'll know that we have an approved bill that allows us to go past 75 words is March the 18th. Tell me the time frame. Commission passes bills in February or passes proposals in February, and we want to get those to our styling and drafting committee. I know we have from day one been very concerned that styling and drafting committee is very deliberate and thoughtful and does a good job, because we sure don't want to have all of our work and blood, sweat, and tears go the way of a lawsuit that challenges some incorrect language. And plus, I think on some of the more controversial proposals that come forward, even after the styling and drafting committee is done, they have to send it back to the commission after that. And that's not always a slam dunk. I just my question to counselor is, can we work in that time frame?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, I think we can. I mean, it seems to me that obviously that would be a pretty tight time frame, but if we get with the people who are in charge of getting things on the calendar and getting things, and obviously assuming that the governor was on board and would sign it, I think it would be aggressive, but I think we can do it. Don't you think, Tom, do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir. Senator McKay, you recognize.
Why don't we, because I think certainly the four of us collectively, collectively we all agree that going beyond 75 words could be very important.
Let me clarify that. I'm not doing backflips over it. I will tell you that my concerns, I'm not going to oppose you. I'm just saying I'm not as strong on it as you are, because the current amendment on the ballot, proposed initiative on the ballot in January is 480-something words. I think you lose people at some point in time. I think if they're too long, you absolutely lose people. I worry about that.
I don't disagree with you, but I'd hate to have an amendment that requires 90 words.
Right, understand.
As succinctly as possible, and can't do it because I can't get to 90.
Agreed.
But going to 400 or 500 is... You're, agree with you 100%. You're going to lose folks.
Well, you glaze over, and you know, you tend to at some point say, you know, I don't know what this means. Maybe I just better walk away from it. I'm afraid that sometimes is human tendency.
That said, I think based on some comments I've heard, I believe that the governor, and I haven't talked to him directly, but I believe that the governor is supportive of our work and our efforts.
He is.
And on a bill that isn't that big a deal, in the given the whole scheme of things, I would think if we could get the governor's support, and if we can get this through quickly, this bill could be passed the first day. Because I think you're right. Most people don't really care, and unless they're sitting in our shoes, they might not know the importance of 75 to 90 words. So, what about if? Would you feel comfortable approaching the governor, since you're the chairman, and
sure.
asking for his support?
Be happy to. Be happy to.
And I think we might want our staff to draft a bill so that when you go talk to the governor, that we say, here it is. It's real simple.
Take a look.
But we got some hesitancy in the Senate. So if you could pitch in, maybe we could get this thing passed the first day.
But I would just, you know, because we might have the ability to exceed the 75-word limit, I just don't want us as a commission to all of a sudden be generating everything that we turn out, if we turn anything out. 17 votes is not going to be easy for anything, to be lengthy in nature. And what keeps me on board your team on that issue is I sure wouldn't want us to not be able to put forth good public policy because of a 75-word restriction. I mean, that's what keeps me coming back to
it. I think that I appreciate those comments. I think anybody that's on this commission is probably going to agree with you that if you get into a multiple 100-word survey, a summary, you're going to be putting together your own.
In my comments about the January 29th initiative, we're not meant to be critical of that initiative at all. So I hope the media out there doesn't interpret that. It's just that, in my humble opinion, when you really throw a lot of stuff at folks, they want to back up a little bit and be a bit more deliberate. So I will take that step to visit with the governor's office.
All right. I think that I always thought it would be a very judicious use of, if it did get expanded, if the legislature agreed to expand it, that it would not be like taking a bunch of issues and rolling them up in a, you know, I mean, to make it, you know, several hundred words or right. and so forth like that. So, all right. So, what do we need?
Anything
to
else?
Do?
For
let me ask another question.
Senator Miller, you recognize.
Tom brought this up. We would talk about the extension and budgetary issues. Is anyone keeping track of our budget right now?
Susan Skelton is, and Susan tells me we're coming along on track so far. From an expenditure perspective.
Is there a possibility that we would have monies left over that we might be able to, in some fashion, ask the legislature to roll those dollars over to the next?
That's a good. That's a very, very good point. I tell you what we'll do, Senator. Is Susan, are you back there? Okay. That's okay. No, Dudley, if you'll just pass on to her that maybe by our next meeting we can have an update. Here's our budget in each category. Here's how much we've spent. This is what we're projecting to spend over the next 5 or 6 months, so we can get a feel for where we are. There will still be some unknowns out there because some bills may require us bringing in outside experts to testify or crunch some numbers and things like that. That's a very good idea. Senator Scott, did I say something to offend you?
How long will it take staff to draft this 75-word bill?
Do you have it?
Oh, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they can do it fairly
quick. They can do it pretty quick. And we'll pass it out. And Senator McKay, why don't you take a look at it, if you would, and Senator Miller and Senator Scott, if you would all look at it. And there's no pride of authorship in there, so feel free to there's a little pride of authorship. That's one of my sayings. I was going to say that's one of my sayings. And Senator Scott, we have a proposed 75-word ballot initiative. And I don't think we need to review it now. Take it with you. And if you have some problems or any issues with it, please let me know. Senator McKay.
We seem to have... We've talked about how recommendations from the commission, Mr. Chairman, might carry a weight with the legislature.
Yes.
So what do you think about perhaps, I believe that you would get a significantly positive vote on this, maybe not unanimous. What about if we schedule this for a rapid hearing in front of the commission, so that it would have the weight of the commission behind it when we presented it to the...
Sure. Maybe at the December 15th meeting. We'll put it on the agenda for the December 14th. Is it 14th? December 14th meeting. Unless there's objection by this committee, members of the committee. I think it's a great thing to put on the agenda. And staff, if you'll make sure you pass it out to all members of the commission so they can have a chance to review it before the meeting. Senator Miller?
It took me a long time to read this bill. I have no problems with it.
Okay. You're on. Well, I'm not as good a reader, fast a reader as you are, but I think the issue is pretty simple. It can't be too complex. In fact, do you want to just take 5 minutes, review it, folks, and then we can make a recommendation to the full commission that it be approved? Is this the one?
That's what I was thinking.
Well, all it does is add the Constitution Revision and Tax and Budget Reform Commission to what the legislature can all do by joint resolution, right? That's all it does.
Is there a motion? Second? Senator Miller moves, and Senator McKay seconds that we recommend to the full TBRC commission that the attached bill, labeled number top right 07/08, be added to the agenda of the December 15th commission meeting, whereby we recommend approval of this at that meeting. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed no? It passes unanimously. That was good. Anything else, fellas?
Move we rise.
Senator McKay moves we rise.
Hey, what? If one of the four of us can't run a meeting, we're in bad shape.
what we